Begin the current daf, Pesachim daf Zayin, begin on the base, begin with Tez Nasa, begins with the Gemara, Ki Pligi. When's their dispute? But Albir, if the bracha is saying on the getting rid of the chametz. Mar Saba, one opinion holds L'shava Mashma, it means past tense, and if it's not valid, the other opinion holds, no, it even means future tense. Now, on that says comes to explain that, but it does mean partly the future tense. Pirsha bin Adam says, even the one who's saying that Albir, L'sha'avar mashma, it just means tfei malabo. It just means that mandama says no, that's not the appropriate wording because it means more past tense than future tense. And makamaka mashma namik tas labo, but everyone agrees that it does mean somewhat also future tense. Because ila mashma klal labo l'sha'avar, because if it only means future tense, if it doesn't mean at all future tense, only past tense, samkein hechkam samak tas digma say even for that mandama. Regarding the bracha of the mila, name lamal loisagid lavi yimol, you can't say lamal with mitzvah future tense because you can't say he's commanded because the mila is not commanded. What v'chi b'shulsha in on the yodin l'sakun yim b'shaka, because we don't know have any other alternative. We're going to say a lie. How could you say you can't say lamal? So you say alamila, but that's not appropriate. That was, and you're saying what you're going to do. So obviously, it's a taste in the court of the mandam. It does mean somewhat, and if when there's no alternative, we're going to use the word al because it also does mean according to everyone somewhat regarding future tense. Next test, the master begins with loisagid labi yimol. It's not enough that he's not going to go and do the meal. Chase explains what's the halacha regarding by game. You're saying regarding a regular child, you can't say lamal because he's not commanded. Because his test is the alav mutal, because the responsibility is on the father. The pesach comes, Rashi means, as the gemara says in kedushin. Aval lamal gerim, but his test, but if someone circumcises converts, then mavarch lamal for game. Yeah, then the bracha is to circumcise converts. The reason is kasham mavarchay lamal. Yeah, the one who's making the bracha, it's his obligation to do the milah. My avamal, like the father who does the circumcision of his son, and therefore the word lamal is appropriate. The next test, the master begins with the gemara. The idna da agba, the moment he picks it up, nothing bay, he has to fulfill his obligation. Chase explains, wait a second. The gemara says, the one who holds al means past. So what did you buy lulav? Says, yeah, because it is going in the past. You already fulfilled when you picked it up. Then says, bother, says, Vem Temet, says, take a second look. Keep the nafik, if you already fulfilled the obligation, hey, how are you making the bracha? But like, tzach lebracha, but you're supposed to make the bracha before you fulfill it. On that vine reader, he says, you're right. Avagab the nafik, although you already fulfilled the primary obligation when you picked it up, and therefore you say the past tense. Akat yes if you mitzvah, you're still involved and engaged in fulfilling the mitzvah. Kusha tzachel in the name, but kriya sahal, as the Gemara says in Sukkot Avlam Zayim Beis, you still have to shake the lulav when you say the hal, so therefore you still haven't finished and still appropriate to make the bracha and still consider on some level, ebelas yasin. Next test, the master begins with the Gemara, lot says, what, to fulfill? Yatsmi by Eli, it should say that he already fulfilled it, because the Gemara says that al is on the past tense, and then why is the Brisa saying lot says? It should say that yatsa. Chase comes to explain that when you take the lulav upside down, then you didn't fulfill it. Because the taste says, Lotzis mashmash lo yotza dain bois natila. To say to fulfill, it sounds like you have not fulfilled the obligation at all with that taking. So it sounds like that, not like we answered, that already you fulfilled by picking it up. But taste says, wait a second, how do you ever have that you picked it up, which is the Gemara's question in this Manda Amar, that you didn't fulfill it yet? And that could be if you turned it, if you picked it up upside down. That you only fulfill your obligation if you lifted the way they grow right side up. Or Tay says another way is by Natila. If you lift it up not to fulfill your obligation when you picked it up, you have not fulfilled it yet. And therefore says Tay says, when someone takes the lulav, and you don't have to turn it upside down. Since a person has to shake the lulav by howl, which is still considered evil asiyasi, or as we're saying, because you don't want to fulfill that taking. So you can't say, how do I ever make the bracha? I have to hold it in my hand. So either it's toma because, yes, it's still evil asiyasi because you still got to do the nanum afterwards, or because, like we said, you don't want to fulfill your obligation by lifting it up, and therefore you can still make the bracha. Next is Master Tezwin's words, the Gemara, the Hilchos and Halacha is, al biracham is the appropriate bracha, is on the cessation on the liquidation of the chametz. Tesis explains is that precise or not. Although we had a machlekes, everyone agrees levar is lashon asid, which is the appropriate. Albir was the machlekes, and we're saying, yeah, albir is also good. So Tesis says, yachal ulemekin, means to say that you could say that, meaning, that besides levar, this is also a future tense. That's one approach. Ayishem, adafka, albir chametz, maybe Tesis says, no, maybe specifically you have to make the words albir chametz, and not levar, even though that would also mean future tense. And b'yesh tam brachas, because there are reasons for the brachas that we might not be privy to. But v'rile matzah tam l'chol brachas, we didn't find an appropriate interpretation of all the brachas, why there are some that are al and some are le. We didn't have an understanding of why that would be. And like in this case, where seemingly levar shouldn't be any worse than al, if anything, everyone holds that's a future tense. The next test master begins with Zigmar ala tefillah, on the tefillah. Chase brings two opinions. Do we say that all tefillah obligations make a bracha after the tefillah like the ger? Because the Gemara said, all brachas you make over lasiyasin before it's done, except for immersing in the mikvah. And then you make the bracha ala tefillah after the immersion. Now, Oimer Rach B'Shem HaGoyin. The Rabbi Chanan says the name of the Goyin. Davka b'tefillas ger. This is specifically regarding when the convert immerses himself. Why does he make it after the tefillah? Because the lechazikayin tefillah. He's not fit to make a bracha before the tefillah because much lemen b'tzivon. He can't say Hashem commanded us to katinachi, who's still a non-Jew. He only becomes a Jew after the tefillah. But all other obligations of tefillah, kugam balkeri, kiyitzbay, like a man that has a similar mission, and so on and so forth, mutla baruch, he's allowed to make a bracha beforehand, because I mean, the make mishim meso, and that's what bezim and aleph, that nog, alma ketlas savi, that, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the world already acts like three elders, and one of them is like Yehuda regarding a balkeri, not like the way Rashi brings, sheikh l'spal lavaruch, v'lim mekam tefillah, that you could daven, you could make brachas, you could learn before tefillah, and therefore, he would make the bracha on the tefillah even before. Now, Aval Pekin Emery, even so, the Ri says, you don't have to get upset at women that they make the bracha when they go to Tevel for their Nida after the Tefillah, keeping the Ikat Tefillah skip, because since there ultimately is the immersion of the convert, the Lo Matzal Avarach, that he cannot make the bracha beforehand, so they didn't differentiate, and they always make it after the Tefillah. And the until it's a dime, so do we find by the washing of the hands? We don't differentiate between the washing of the hands after the bathroom, the lemaslavach kind that the person could not have made the bracha before because he was just in the bathroom, to all taps until the time that we make the bracha after the washing. Which, meanwhile, Weber says, places, that's not such a proof, because benatili yishtam ach lavach, ach natili koin nigur, because regarding the washing of the hands, let's say before a meal, there's another reason why one wouldn't make the bracha until after he washes, right before he dries his hand. Because I mean, like the Gemara says in Saita, Dav Dalman Beis, Ha'ichalechem alay nigi b'dem, if somebody eats bread without drying his hands, Tila Ha'ichalechem tummy, it's like as if he's eating tummy bread, because you don't want to make the bread dirty with your wet hands. And therefore, it's we want to make it before the washing, before the drying, because that's actually integral for the washing. Now, V'yesh Mefashim, those who explain, the B'chol Tevilas Kama, that actually, this halacha is actually, no, it's actually for all Tevilas, that the Gavra Le'chazi, that when we said the person's not fit, it's for all types of Tevilas. Why? Because not only for Ger, because the Kaid Mashir Lamayim, because before the person goes into the water in the Sog Lavar, they don't have to make a bracha. Why? Maybe the person's afraid of the water, they might hold back and not go in. So it's not appropriate to make a bracha, you might not end up going in. And the Achshir, after the person went in, Azu Arm Vas Lavar, then the person's undressed and not allowed to make a bracha, Mashim the Liber Reza ever, because his heart sees the general area. And therefore, it's only after they come out that then they're covered. That, or at least the head, the part is covering, it's not seeing the erva, and therefore that's why the halach is by all tefillah is to make a bracha after the tefillah. The next test, the master begins with the Gemara. V'neiritz minerin, the last part of this limud of learning out regarding the bedika of chametz by Leil Yadalit by Ner, is learned out. The last pasuk is, it says, Neiritz from Ner, which Tesis finds it difficult. Why do we have to learn out Neir is from there, and not chippus from there. It says taste of a kasha, it's difficult. In other words, you should learn now where it says chippus checking by the cup of Binyamin from chippus that it says by the singular candle, which was the last pasuk of Neir Shem Nishmas Adam. The Gemara should have said chippus miner, seeking from the candle. V'loy Neir is miner, not candles from candle. So you could skip that pasuk of Neir. Says taste, there's so much you can say is no, because the chippus. This that it says seeking by Chayfis Kochaji Vatan and the Pasik Ner Shem Nishmasadim, Loi Koya Ner, that's not going on the candle, which it says at the beginning of the Pasik, because rather it's going on Hashem. And the Pasik is saying two things. The candle of Hashem is a person's soul, and Hashem seeks throughout the insides of a person. Oh, so therefore, Lakachish Lefarish, actually, that's what actually we could now explain that the way you have to understand the drasha is like this, the Yol of Chippus Dener. We learn that where it says by Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that says Chippus, Mechippus Yerushalayim, from the seeking by Yerushalayim, which Shehi B'Neiris, which that is with candles. And then once we know that when it says in the Torah Chippus, it's through candles, then Vo'etzin Neiris Miner. Then we learn that those Neiris from Yerushalayim, we learn that from the Pasig of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that is even by a singular candle. And therefore, that's going to help for the Bedikah of the Chametz of Asr Shabbat. Now, it makes sense. The Hashra Tzarech Lasuye, Krod the Chibas Neres, that's why I had to bring the Pasuk of, by Yerushalayim, of seeking with candles, but Lisagi Bekrod the Neres Nishmas Adam Gem, and it wasn't enough with the Pasuk of Neres Nishmas Adam, which seemingly would be enough, and you could skip that Pasuk, because you could get from the Chibas of Binyamin, and that's what I'm saying, that no, because actually we needed to learn out the Chibas of Neres, from Chibas of Yerushalayim, and then actually the Neres of Yerushalayim are then learned out from the Ner of Hashem, and then that goes back to the original Pasuk of Lo Yimatzei to tell you that the finding of the Chametz is done with a singular candle.